Hey everybody, this is Lauren, and welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. There's a quote by Cheryl Strayed that goes, "You don't have a right to the cards you believe you should have been dealt. You have an obligation to play the hell out of the ones you're holding." I love this quote, and today I'm going to give you three tips on how to play the hell out of the cards you're holding right now. Tip number one is to look back. Look back at previous goals that you've tried to achieve. Why haven't you achieved your goal yet? What is holding you back? Is it a limiting belief? Really look into this and see why you haven't been successful. Because if it's the same thing, like self-sabotage, or you get started and then you stop, or you have a really hard time even starting, tackle this limited belief by reading books on the subject. Seek therapy. There's a lot of things that we pick up in our adolescence that affects us later on and that we're not even really aware of. So seek therapy if that's the right thing for you. Do whatever you have to do to get past these mental roadblocks that are holding you back. Number two is accept your current situation. So what I want you to do is write out a list of the excuses that you've been using to not get where you want to be. Maybe that's time, money, etc. And next to those, write out solutions. So maybe you don't have a lot of extra time right now. Maybe you're in school or you have kids that are taking up a lot of your time. Well, write out solutions. You could say, you know, I don't have a lot of extra time, but I do have 45 minutes that I can carve away. You can get a lot done in an uninterrupted 45 minutes if you are consistent. You might need to grab a friend to help you out with this. You know, we see our situations in really one way. If you ask a friend to help you come up with new ideas, their new eyes can see your situation differently. Okay, so number one was look at your past and see what was holding you back. Number two was accept your current situation and think of some solutions for those excuses that you might be using. My last tip, number three, is to step up. Accept the challenge. Just go for it. That means waking up with purpose, maybe working out, starting your day on a high note, not hitting snooze, having a plan, creating mental energy to just kick ass. That means you have to put your blinders on and just get to work. That's where things get done, is by just getting to work. Believe in yourself and push everything else aside. I'm sure you've read these quotes that are like, if you don't believe in yourself, then no one else will. Actually, a lot of people believe in you, but if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to get anything done. We're also told a lot of times to act on impulse or to follow our gut, but a lot of times our gut wants to sleep in. A lot of times our gut is scared. If you're really set on accomplishing something, you have to do the work every single day. You have to be consistent, and you have to get it done on the days that you want to and on the days that you don't. So believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and get to work. You can do this, and I know that you know you can. Everyone listening to this can accomplish big goals, but few of us do. So are you going to be one of those people that does? I hope so. I hope that you'll make it happen, whatever it is for you. That's it for this quick episode. Let us know what you think by writing us a review or finding us on Instagram at @FitFriendsHappyHour. Either way, you can listen to a full episode every single Monday and one of these quick little inspirational or quick tip episodes every single Friday. Thanks so much for listening as always, and we will talk to you soon.